Williams has been in space for 177 days. He's walked in space three times. He's taken thousands of pictures of planet Earth. He's part of an experiment on the effect of prolonged weightlessness on a person, and now he says he misses home.
The smells of the trees and the flowers and the feeling the breeze blow by. I miss quiet. I miss absolute quiet because you can't ever get away from the constant hum of fans and motors up here.
Williams is the flight engineer and science officer on Expedition 13. He's been working at the International Space Station with a Russian cosmonaut, a French businesswoman, a Brazilian pilot, and a German astronaut. He says it's an example of how the world can get along.
We're just the workers, if you will. We're not involved in those tensions down below, and we work very well together, and it's very rewarding. If anything, I hope that in some small way we can be a demonstration and be visible to the Earth to continue to work toward cooperation and getting along.
German flight engineer Thomas Reiter says nationalities can work together like at the International Space Station.
You know, I always wish if the world would be as peaceful as it looks from up here.
Williams will return on a Soyuz spacecraft on Thursday. His first thought is for his wife and sons.
My wife Anna Marie and I are very close. We're best friends. We've never been separated for this length of time. So I consider what she has gone through heroic.
Williams plans to write a book about his experiences and speak at schools about the unlimited potential he says people have if they don't limit themselves. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.